This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The woman convicted in the driving death of rising cycling star Magnus White could serve the rest of her sentence at a halfway house. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Yevis Milianska has been referred to a community corrections program 5 months into a 4-year prison sentence. That's according to the State Department of Corrections. White's father, Michael, says the family was shocked and angered upon hearing the news.
We just feel like the sentence was a complete lie. The state lied to us. They said, the judge said 4 years in prison as punishment for the criminal behavior and criminal actions that this person did that killed our son. And we believed it.
In a statement to CPR News, the Boulder County DA's office also said they opposed the move. If approved, Smilianska would be released to a halfway house to serve the remainder of her sentence. The 25-year-old Ukrainian immigrant was convicted of reckless vehicular homicide earlier this year for killing White on Highway 119 outside of Boulder in 2023. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Bison will soon be considered both wildlife and livestock, according to regulations from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, taking effect January 1st. The move comes after Colorado lawmakers passed the Protect Wild Bison Act in May. Colorado does not have any wild bison herds, but state regulators say this will protect free-ranging herds if they do become established in the state. And this is CPR News and KRCC. A winter storm is headed to Colorado this evening, expected to hit the northern mountains and the central mountains to a lesser extent. The Elkhead and Park Mountains could get 4 to 10 inches of snow, with challenging travel on the Highway 40 corridor.